Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
If you found your place, let's stand in honor and reverence for the reading of God's Word. John chapter number 4, verse number 1 says this: "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judah and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." The Bible said in verse number 10, "Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Father, I pray that you'd help us for just a few minutes tonight. I pray, God, that you'd give us liberty as we preach this afternoon, God. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us as we go down to the river here in just a few minutes, God, and baptize a few. God, thank you for that. Lord, if there'd be one here that's not saved, I pray, God, that you would save them this afternoon, and God will give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. This is a very familiar story to you that's been in church any length of time at all. What Jesus does in this Samaritan lady's life right here, and God saving her and changing her life. I want to look at this story for just a little bit, and again, I'll not be long, and then we'll go down to the river. Number one, I want you to note this with me this afternoon. I want you to note this lady's loneliness. Her loneliness this evening. The Bible said in verse number 7, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water." Then cometh the woman of Samaria to draw water. Earlier in the text, we're told that it was about the sixth hour. Whenever you study that out, it was in the hottest part of the day. Now, if you began to think about that culture and the manners and customs of that time, you'll remember, or you'll find out in studying that they did not go in the hottest part of the day to draw water. That those ladies went early in the morning, and some would even say this, that they met at the well and talked while they drew water. But this lady goes all by herself to the well to draw water. Why? Because you that knows the story knows that she's been married 5 times. And at this present time, she's living with a man. She's not even married. She's just living with a man. So I would say this to you. This lady was not liked by all the other ladies of the city. No doubt she tried to stay away from them. No doubt they was not her best friend. She probably didn't even have a best friend that was a lady. If you could really see into this lady's life, no doubt she was living a lonely life. Can I say something to you this evening? That's what sin will do to us today. Sin will leave us lonely in this world. You may say, well, I'm enjoying sin and I'm enjoying a life of sin. You may for a little bit of time. The Bible said there's pleasure in sin for a season and after this, the judgment. And there is pleasure in sin, but it's just for a season. It's not going to last forever. Just as summer will end and fall will come, and fall will end and winter will come. You may be in the summer of sin right now, but winter is on the way. Her loneliness today. Sin will leave you lonely. Amen. Sin will leave you lonely. Not only do I see her loneliness, and I'm going to preach fast. Number two, I see his love. I see her loneliness, but I see his love. The Bible said this, Jesus saith unto her. Jesus saith unto her. Jesus sparked the conversation. When she got there, she didn't start a conversation with him. He started the conversation. Matter of fact, as we read on in the text, we find that it says this, what are you being a Jew even doing talking to me as a Samaritan? And now I don't say that verbatimly, but whenever you study the manners and customs out of that time, they didn't have nothing to do with each other. The Jews and the Samaritans wouldn't have nothing to do with each other. But it wasn't just any old Jew that was sitting there that day. It wasn't just any old man sitting there that day. It was the darling Lamb of God, and she was living a lonely life. No doubt others cared nothing about her. Oh, but they was somebody sitting at the well waiting on her when she got there that loved her that day and started a conversation with her that she would never get over. Oh, I see his love this evening. I see his love. Can I say something? When you was lonely, dead in trespassings of sin, and it seemed the world didn't care about you, and nobody else did, is there anybody else thankful for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life? Any other Jew wouldn't have had nothing to do with her, but that day it wasn't just any other Jew. It was the Lamb of God that day. I see her loneliness. I see his love, though. Oh, thank God, greater love hath no man than this, and that a man lay down his life for his friend. Thank God for the love of God today, amen. You know, I thought about this, and I may say a little bit about it here in just a minute, but I thought about this. Jesus knew everything she had done. Jesus confronts her with everything she's done. I'm trying to hurry, but man, I really just want to bog in and preach about an hour on this. Jesus knew everything she had done. Jesus explains her life to her. Jesus said, thou hast well said. Jesus knows everything about her. Jesus knows the life she lived. Jesus knew the mess she was in. Jesus knew she'd been married over and over and over and over again. Jesus knew that she was shacked up with a man at that very time. But Jesus wasn't worried about her past. Jesus wasn't worried about what she had done in days gone by, because Jesus knew the change he could make in her life. The love of God, amen. The love of God. Number one, I see her limitation. Number two, I see his love. But I see this. Or number one, I see her loneliness. Number two, I see his love. Number three, I see her limitation. I see her limitation. Let me show you something. Look at verse number 10. Jesus said this. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Look in verse number 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Her limitation was this. She really didn't understand who she was talking to. She really just didn't understand what this man could do for her. Oh, yes. She really didn't understand. Why? Because the flesh doesn't understand the spirit, and we're dead in trespassings of sin. Can I say something to you this evening? When God spoke to me and showed me I was lost, I really just didn't understand what all he could do in my life. There was some limitations there. I didn't understand. Well, I didn't know what all God was fixing to do in my life. Why? Because the carnal man don't see the things of the spiritual man. Her limitation tonight. Her limitation tonight. Can I say something to you? You'll always have limitations in the flesh. Can I say that? You'll always have limitations in the flesh. Well, preacher, will God really save me? Well, that's a limitation in your flesh. Your flesh is causing you to doubt what God can do. Yeah, man. Then number four, and I'll move on. Number four, I see this, and we'll go jump in the river in just a minute. Number four, I said there was her limitations. And when you think about that, you can't save yourself. He said, you know what? She had something to draw with. That's a work of the flesh. She had something to draw with. She could draw all of the water of the flesh, but it was something way more than that that he was wanting to give her. And he said, you had nothing to draw with. Oh, I didn't have nothing to draw with that night, July the 20th, 1994, but I'm glad I wasn't the one doing the drawing. Amen. Her limitation, but then I see this, her liberation. I see her liberation. Look in verse number 15. The Bible said this, verse number 15, the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I see her liberation. Look in verse number 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, her liberation, that pot there, that water pot, symbolizes, I believe we can use it as a symbol of the flesh. It was what she needed in the flesh to make it through the day. She went to the water or to the well to draw water to quench the thirst of her flesh. Amen. But can I say something to you? There was somebody that met her that day that loved her more than anybody had ever loved her in her life, that talked to her with a sweeter tone than anybody had ever talked to her in her life. And that day she said, sir, give me this water. You know what she was saying? Here's what she was saying. God, I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. I don't deserve you. I deserve to die and go to hell. But if you'll forgive me and come into my heart and save me, then that's exactly what I want you to do. She was liberated that day. She was set free that day. What did she do? She took that pitcher of the flesh, that water pot, and she left it. She left the old man. What she came with, she left and went running back into the city. She come to get a pitcher full, but left the pitcher, went running back into the city with a well. Amen. Her liberation that day, she was set free. Why was she set free? Because somebody stopped by and struck up a conversation with her that day. It wasn't her that started the conversation. No doubt, if it had been up to her, she'd have probably never said nothing to that man and walked right back to her house, and she'd have went back the same way she came. Oh, but she didn't go back the same way she came. Why? Because of the love of God. That's why I see her liberation. She was set free. But then I see this, and Brother Heath, I searched and searched and searched for an L word on this one. The Bible said this. Look what your Bible said. Let me show you something. The Bible said this in verse number 29. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto the man. Look in verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. For the saying, at least watch this, for the saying of whom? Of the woman. She went away speaking about what Christ had done for her. So I was trying to find an L word for speaking besides language. So here's what I come up with, Jacob. Her letting loose. I like that one. She let loose, man. She just let loose. She went running back into the city, and the Bible said this. She went to the men. She went to the men. Why didn't she go to the ladies? They'd have probably killed her. They didn't want nothing to do with her. But she went back to that crowd that she knew the best. In other words, she went back to that crowd that would recognize there was a difference in her, that she wasn't the woman that she used to be. Hey, that day she went and she was lonely. Oh, but Christ loved her, and Christ went beyond her limitations, and Christ liberated her, and she let loose. Why? Because what Christ done in her life that day. Can I just say this to you? Come start playing softly. Don't get used to 15-minute preaching, number one. And number two, can I say this to you? Whenever you meet Him, your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Leslie and I was talking today, and we usually don't talk much on Sundays. She's usually ill on Sundays and don't want to talk much. It's usually right the opposite way around, but we was talking this afternoon for a minute. And we was talking about her brother. And her brother is saved now, but there was a time in his life just like everybody else that he wasn't. And just like anybody else, made some mistakes. He come home one day. There was a gospel tract hanging on his door. He got that gospel tract off his door. For you that gives out tracts, does it really work? And you that knocks on doors, does it really work? He got that gospel tract off his door, walked in and sat down in his recliner and read that gospel tract. And got saved that day, sitting there in his house after he read that gospel tract. And here's what she said. She said, you know what? Jeff's life has never been the same. The things he used to do, she said, he don't do them no more. His life has never been the same. You know what? That old gal right there, her life was never the same. She went running into that city. Man, they have revival. Read John 4 when you get home. They have revival. Why? Because the lady realized that she had a limitation. Lady realized she was lonely one day. Yeah, man. A lady realized that she was locked up in the bonds of sin in this world. Oh, but she also realized there was a Savior that loved her. There was a Savior. Look, watch this. He came to where she was at. Jesus knew where she was going to be at. His foreknowledge. He knew what well she was going to be at and what time she was going to get there. And guess what? Out of His loving kindness, He was sitting at the well waiting on her that day. And He liberated her. He set her free. And boy, oh boy, did she ever turn it loose after that. She let loose. Look what, hey, Jesus changed my life. She let loose. Amen. I'll ask you a question today. You remember the day, maybe you just went to the church house, or maybe you was riding up the road when you got saved. I don't know where you was at. Do you remember that day when Jesus, thank God when He must needs go through a little place called Courtney, North Carolina. A lot of y'all probably never even heard of Courtney, but 3216 Courtney Huntsville Road, Yadkinville, North Carolina. If you're living in Yadkinville, it's not Yadkinville, it's Yakinville. Back then it was Yakinville. 3216 Courtney Hunts Road, Yakinville, North Carolina. 16 years old in youth camp. Lost and on my road to hell. I went that night to try to get some girls' phone numbers, and because Mom and Daddy made me go, that's the only reason I went. But I sure am glad when I got there and sat down on the pew, somebody was already sitting there, Brother Josh. I wasn't too interested in what he had to say until he struck up a conversation with me. And he started walking me down through my life and showing me just how bad of a person I really was. Oh, but that night, in my midst of my loneliness and my limitations, I realized that He, through His love, could liberate me. And ever since then, I've been trying my best to let loose about how good God really is to me. Do you remember the day you got saved? If you don't, I'm glad to report to you, there's a God here today that'll save you, that'll change your life. I sure am thankful for that. If you are saved, I want to ask you this question. How long has it been since you let loose? How long has it been since you told somebody about how good the Lord was? How long has it been since you witnessed to somebody? Yeah, man, we was talking about the judgment seat in Sunday school this morning. The day's coming where we're going to stand in the presence of God. Us as the saved, we're not going to give an account for our sins. They're under the blood, amen? But we are going to give an account for our works, what we've done for God. May we let loose and tell people what God's done for us, Father.